بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Continuing with the discussion on Masjid al-Aqsa, there is an interesting fact that is mentioned here, that there are three narrations regarding the reward for the salah in Masjid al-Aqsa. One narration says a person will get the reward of 500 times. Another narration says 1,000 times. And there is a third narration that says that a person that performs salah in Masjid al-Aqsa, you will get the reward of 50,000 salah. So Mullah Ali Qadi Rahmatullah Ali explains, and he says that it is quite possible that initially it was 1,000, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed the ummah with additional reward, and it was increased to 50,000. So, just like Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reward is equal to 50,000 salahs. And another important and amazing fact is that when it comes to Makkah Mukarramah, then the multiplication of reward includes farz and nafil salahs. And it also includes the entire haram, not just the Masjid al-Haram. So if a person is staying within the haram area, wherever he reads his nafil salah, or wherever he reads his far salah in the haram, then he will get the reward of 100,000 times salah. When it comes to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Masjid al-Aqsa, then it is only confined to the masjid. That is, the salahs that are performed in the masjid will be multiplied by 50,000 times. And in the Hanafi mazhab, according to Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhima, then it also only applies to the farz salahs, while according to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, then it applies to the nafil salahs in Masjid al-Nabawi and Masjid al-Aqsa as well. So those were some of the amazing facts. When Sulaiman alayhi salam built Masjid al-Aqsa, then he made three du'as. He said, "Oh Allah, bless me with the ability to deliver fair judgment which conforms to your judgment. Bless me with a kingdom that none besides me will possess, and whoever comes to my masjid with no intention besides performing salah in it, then he should be purified from sins like the day his mother gave birth to him." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the first two du'as were accepted. That was seen in the world. Allah ta'ala gave him fair judgment. Allah gave him a kingdom that none besides him possessed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I hope that the third dua was also accepted along with the first two," meaning that anyone that goes to the masjid to perform salah, then he will be purified from sins like the day his mother gave birth to him. In some ahadith, it is recorded that Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam had completed the construction of Baytul Muqaddas, while other hadith mentioned that he passed away during the construction. The commentators of the Quran and Majid mentioned that the construction of the original masjid was complete. However, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam intended later to make some extensions to the masjid. And it was during this period of extending the masjid that Sulaiman alayhi salam passed away. And Allah Ta'ala had given him control over the jinnat, and they would do amazing works for him. So he used the jinnat under his control to construct the masjid. And they were very, very afraid of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam realized while constructing the masjid that now Malakul Maut is going to come and take my life. And he was concerned that if the jinnat had to know about this, that he is going to pass away, and he was going to pass away very soon, then they would leave the construction of the masjid and the masjid would be incomplete. So he had a plan. This is mentioned in the Quran and Majid, some of the details, and the commentators have mentioned the complete details, that he commanded that a glass chamber should be constructed in a place from where he could oversee the constructing of the masjid. And he then enclosed himself in the glass chamber and engaged in ibadah. While standing in ibadah and leaning on his staff, Malakul Maut came and took his ruh. And he remained in that position. So the jinnat were continuously looking at him. They didn't know he passed away. And they thought that Sulaiman alayhi salam is alive and he's standing in ibadat. Meanwhile, he had passed away. They didn't realize that he had passed away. So they continued to construct the masjid. Allah Ta'ala appointed termites to gradually consume the stick on which Sulaiman alayhi salam was leaning, and this caused the stick to eventually fall after completing the masjid. Only then did the jinnat realize that Sulaiman alayhi salam had passed away. At that time, people were claiming that the jinn had knowledge of the unseen. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed through this incident that the jinnat, they do not possess knowledge of the unseen. If they had knowledge of the unseen, then they would have known that Sulaiman alayhi salam had already passed away and they would have left the construction. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam was leaning on his stick for a period of 1 year. In one narration, it is mentioned that when the jinnat came to know that Sulaiman alayhi salam had passed away without their knowledge, they took the stick and they placed it near a termite to work and to see how much it would consume in a day. When they measured it accordingly with the stick of Sulaiman alayhi salam, they realized that he had passed away and stood leaning on the stick for a period of 1 complete year. Once again, we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this rich legacy of Masjid al-Aqsa is our legacy, the legacy of Muslims and the legacy of Islam from centuries, over thousands of years, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua, Allah ta'ala, once again return the complete control of Masjid al-Aqsa and the holy lands into the hands of the Muslims and grant the Muslims and Mujahideen a resounding victory against the enemies. Subhanallah.